go through Yishtabach, okay? Yishtabach again is the bracha.
Yeah.
The end bracha.
I'm sure we'll be better this time.
It's the end bracha for the Zimra. Yeah. It means Baruch Shamar is the first bracha. Yishtabach is the end, and in the middle is Psukim connecting the two. That's why you're not allowed to talk between Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach. You're not allowed to talk. It's like talking in the middle of Hallel, for example. There's a bracha before, a bracha after. You're not allowed to talk in the middle.
It's like one long.
It's one long thing. You're not allowed to speak between. As a matter of fact, there's certain halachas that if you have to speak, it's better to do it after Yishtabach before Baruch, because that's one piece you finish. For example, if you don't have tefillin and you get tefillin in the middle of Pesukah Dezimra, you should wait till afterwards and do it after you finish Yishtabach. So you finish Pesukah Dezimra before you start the next piece. So that completes one part. Okay, now we're talking about how we praised the Ribbono Shel and we did this Givaldika Shvachim and Tishbachis for the Ribbono Shel. So we would think, okay, we're done. Here we are. So we say, no, Yishtabach Shimcha La'ad Malkeinu. That even though we think we're done, we're not done. Because really the Shvach, the Ribbono Shel, could go on forever. La'ad Malkeinu. And then we say, Kilcha Na'e Hashem Elokeinu V'lkei Avoseinu. It is appropriate to give you the following. Shir and Shvach. What's Shir and what's Shevach? Hashir v'Hashevach. L'chai Olamim, we say, there's two things. There's Shir and Shevach. Shevach is praise, Shir is song. What's the similarity? What's the difference? They're both forms of praising the Ribbono Shel Olam, but Shir is an emotional response. You burst out in Shir. We've discussed this before in Az Yashir. It's an emotional response to a hatava that you received. You received a hatava, so you respond with shir. That's, you sing the praises.
A poem set to music.
Yes. Shvacha is more of a rational response. Shevach, it's praise. I see what I got. It goes through the kalim of the person. It goes through the mind and has to be deciphered and developed, and you have to develop the understanding of what it is that you received, and you respond with Shevach. I praise Hashem for what I received. So it's not an emotional response, but rather a rational response to the Hatava. Shir and Shvacha. Very similar as Hallel and Zimra. Hallel is praise, Zimra is song. Again, Hallel is where you praise Hashem for Nisim. Shir and Shevach are both referring more to praising Hashem for Haidah, for things that you received. Hallel and Zimra are more objectively when you see something. And Hallel is that you praise the Ribbono Shel Olam for such a godless. And Zimra is like Shir, but it's a higher. We've actually said that Zimra is even a higher level than Shira. We said in the Halleluka, we said Ashira al Hashem bechayai, Azamra al Hashem, Azamra leleikai beoidi. That's the pasuk in Tehillim, right? Ashira al Hashem bechayai, Azamra Ashira al Hashem bechayai. This is a song, Azamra leleikai beoidi. So Ashira is bechayai. I sing out to Hashem Bechaya with the basic of my life. Azamra lelekai be'oidi in the oid, like the Malbim says. It means Azamra to Hashem with the oid that He gave me. The oid, the be'oid shali, Azamra. Or here we said, Ahala Hashem Bechaya. It's not Ashir Hashem Bechaya, but in the Halukah it says, Ahala Hashem Bechaya, Azamra Hashem lelekai be'oidi. Similar lashon. But again, you see Halal and Zimra going together, like in that pasuk. Right? In the first Halleluka. Ahalal Hashem Bechaya, Azamra Lelekai Be'odi, Halal and Zimra. But again, Halal is first, then Zimra, because Zimra is a higher level. Zimra is even a higher level than Shir. It's pure joy in song.
So always Gadol comes first, then...
Well, we didn't get up to that yet. Hold on, we didn't get up to that.
Oh, okay.
So that's Shir, that's Shir and Shvacha. That's Shir and Shvacha. Then Halal and Zimra. Oiz umem shalom. Oiz, these both of these are forms of strength. Oiz is power. Mem shalom is control. Is power which directs. Okay. Oiz is where there's sheer strength, but mem shalom is Hashem is Moishel. He controls. Netzach is an eternal strength, and it's strength which is eternal. And then there's Gedula and Gevura. That's what we explained before. I'm just going to say it again. So Gedula, wherever you find Gedula and Gevura, Gedula comes first, then Gevura. Right? Like we say in Shon Esrei. We say Hakel HaGadol HaGibur VeHanoira. Gedula always comes first. We say in I think over here. Okay, that's the main thing. The main place is Akel Agadol HaGibar. So, yeah, we say it in Nishmas. Akel Agadol HaGibar HaNoir Akel El Yonkoi Nishmai Varetz. Right. So,
Yavin also Hakel B'Tatsumo Tezecha Agadol B'Chot Shemecha HaGibar LaNetzach.
Right. So Agadol
Gadol's
first, then Gibar LaNetzach. Right. So what are these two things? So we explain that Gadol refers to the vast sheer breadth of the godless of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is indicated by the either through the Torah, a person can see the godless of Hashem, or through the Bria. You look around, how everything works like clockwork, and everything is gevaldic, and everything is perfect. And Gevura is Ezra Gadol, like we said, HaKoy V'Shes Yitzray. Ezra Gibor Gadol V'Shes Yitzray. A Gibor means you can, there's something holding you back, and you can break out of that limitation. You could also limit yourself when the natural thing would be to break out, then you could limit yourself from that. That's why your gibor is koyvish esitzay. When the Yetzer wants you to overtake you, you can hold it in place. But the gibor means you're going against the natural flow. You have to be going against something. That's gibor. That's gevura. Right? That's why Yitzchak Avinu's gevura. He was able to be shechted to allow himself to be mitzamtzim the gevura is to be mitzamtzim himself in his avoida, the din, stick exactly to the din. Not allow rachmonos to overtake. No, the gevura is constricting in that sense where it's against the natural flow. But the gibor is going against whatever is there, whatever koyach is there. So the gevura symbolizes the godless of the bria, but that's the gedula. But the gevura is always symbolized by nisim. Nisim going against the teva, against that which Hashem put into the bria. That's the gevura. Okay, that's the gevura of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's why the Gemara in Tanya says that the rain is called gevuras geshamim, because whereas everything else in teva there's a system for it, sunset, sunrise, etc. But rain, there's no system for it. It's only Kadosh Baruch Hu taking over the bria and putting rain in. That's gevura of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's where you see the active participation kaviyachol of the Ribbono Shel Olam in the bria is through rain. That's what's called gevuras geshamim. Right, and that's why Tchias HaMesim is in that bracha, which is called the bracha of Gevura. If you look in Shemoneh Esrei, there's little words there in front of each bracha. So what's the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei called? On page 41 in the Siddur. No, look at page 41, and there's a little word there in front of the second bracha. Gevura. The second bracha is called the bracha of Gevura. What does that do with Gevura? Because it talks about rain. That's why we mention rain in that bracha. What does it talk about? Tchias HaMesim. Tchias HaMesim is the biggest gevura you could see. There's no teva there. You don't see the godless of Hashem. There's no system in place. There's no. It's all a brand new creation, a brand new against teva. The teva is that things, there's entropy. Right? Things right. Deteriorate. All of a sudden, right. Hashem creates chiyus from that. That's gevura of the Ribbono Shel Olam, going against the natural. Right? That's why Tchias HaMesim is in the bracha of gevuras, and that's what the takana is to say rain in that bracha dafka. So that's what we're referring to here. Gedula and gevura. Two things. Then there's tehila, which is another form of praise, v'sif eres. Kedusha and malchus. So we praise our Ribbono Shel Olam in all these various different areas, and again we say brachas v'haidois me'ata ve'ad olam. Again, our brachas go on forever. Me'ata, it's from now. We're starting, but it goes on forever. We can't stop now. Although we're about to stop because we're going to say the bracha, but it could really go me'ad olam. It could really go forever. Okay. Now, if you count, there are 15 shvachim that we say, 15 praises we say, right? Shir, shvacha, halal, zimra, oyuz, memshala, netzach, gedula, gvura, tihila, tisiferes, kedusha. Start again. Shir, shvacha, 2. Halal, zimra, 4. Oyuz, memshala, 6. Netzach, 7. Gedula, gvura, 9. Tihila, 10. Tisiferes, 11. Kedusha Malchus, 13. Brachis Vahidais is 15. Yeah, that's 15. So these 15 represent a lot of things, Al Pi Nistar. And one is not supposed to be mafsik between these 15. That means even if you have to say Amen Yesh Mirabba, better to say it before or after the 15, but not to say it during these 15. You're supposed to say them all together. Obviously, I'm not talking about talking. You're not allowed to talk. We just said before. Like even answering, Amen Yesh Mirabba, answering, you shouldn't do that while you're in the middle of the 15 because it's connecting all these shvachim of the Ribbono Shel in one big shevach. This is the Ribbono Shel's praise.
So no interruptions. Now, what about Kedusha? You would not do Kedusha either if you came late?
Huh?
Kedusha, nothing. Nothing should be interrupted here. Right? No Amen, no Yesh Meiraba, no Kedusha, no Modi.
Right, you should really rather try to get to right before the Bracha Baruch Ata or before Kilcha Noah. Then we finish off Baruch Ata Hashem. Kill Melech Gadol Batish Bochis. Hashem is the Melech Gadol through our praise. Kail Hahoidois. He gives Adoyin HaNiflois. He's the master of Niflois, his great things. HaBoicher B'Shirei Zimra. He chose us to give him Shirei Zimra. In other words, the primary reason why we were chosen as his Ummah was because we know how to give him the proper Shirei Zimra. David HaMelech V'chulu. Melech Kel Chei Ha'olamim. Chei Ha'olamim refers to it's Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, and it goes on forever. Rabbi Miller has a beautiful pshat Chei Ha'olamim. He says, everything else, there's a beginning and an end. Everything else doesn't live forever, by definition, because they're created. So, something which is created means it wasn't there before, right? So that means that there's something there, and you need to add something to it. So that it's made up of parts. It's a morkov, it's called. It's made up of different parts. Anything which is made up of parts, those parts are bound to separate. That's what death is. There's a guf and a neshama, and the neshama leaves the guf. Any Mitzias. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the only thing which is not Morkov. It's not created of any parts. So the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Boirei, is not the Nivra. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, but there is no way, there's nothing which would cease to exist about him. So Tzchei HaOlamim means he lives forever as opposed to the Nivraim which don't. That's what that means. Okay, so this is that bracha that we're on the one hand we're saying we reach such a high level where we're all these levels of shvach, but on the other hand we understand that it could really go on forever as well. That's the dual message that we're saying in the Yishtabach, that it's really endless, but we have to do our share in doing it anyway. Okay, so this is, I think, Baruch Hashem, we were able to go through a lot of the parts, Psukei Dezimra, and really get a hesaris in it. And Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zeichet to take it and learn from it.